What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy. More peace. More of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. Of course, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you are watching or listening to me on Inspired Choices Network. And listening to my intro to Emotional Elevator, this has a lot to do with the topic tonight that I'm going to talk about, and that is boundaries and the body. Have you ever said yes when your body screamed no? Oh, you know what? I just kind of like blood and didn't tell you who I am. Wow. I know the introduction tells you who I am, but let me tell you who I am. I am Sandy Bird. I am a transformational coach. I am an expert at empowering, teaching you how to empower yourself, how to get through all the deep-seated trauma, maybe false deep-seated beliefs. As it stated, people-pleasing. I am also working as a coach in a substance use disorder group. I wear many hats. As I've said already on here, they coined me the Costco of coaching because I definitely enjoy working with people who have a lot that they want to get through, whether it's thriving through forgiveness or just learning to empower themselves and align with their authentic self, because it took me 40 years to realize, well, not 40 years, because 10 years of it, I was a child, so probably about 30, 25 years to realize who my authentic self was by inviting that child back into my life. And that's where, when you start with me, not only do we work on coaching, we also work on regulating your nervous system, because as I've learned more so in this last year, as I've incorporated into my life, you can't sustain it. Unless your nervous system starts to regulate and you connect all the dots within your body, whatever you work on is sustainable until you can regulate your nervous system and tap into your nervous system. So that is who I am. And of course, you can find me, Sandy Bird. I am Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, two E's, and Bird is B-Y-R-D. On social media, my website, sandybird.com, and you can email me at sandy@sandybird.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail. Like I always like to say, please email me, because I did take a pause and a silence on social media for a little bit. So those of you who decide to reach out to me on any of my social media platforms by going through Messenger, sometimes I do not get those messages right away if I'm going silent or taking a pause. And that's what I did after my last segment and a little bit before my last show. But tonight's show is all about boundaries and the body. Have you ever said yes when your body screamed no? Do you notice your shoulders tighten, your breath shallow, or your stomach twists when you feel pushed past your limits? What if your body isn't betraying you? It's protecting you. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I explore how your body becomes the messenger when boundaries are blurred or broken. Every time you silence your inner voice or say yes, when you mean to say no, your body keeps the score through tension, fatigue, anxiety, or even inflammation. I will unpack how your nervous system reacts when you override your truth and teaches you how to recognize your body's early warning signs. You'll learn to listen beneath the noise, to feel the no that lives in your gut, the enough that lives in your posture, because boundaries aren't walls. They're language your body uses to protect your peace. And that is the biggest thing about boundaries and working with people. And that is a big part of my coaching, and even in substance use disorders, is when I'm coaching people, it's all about setting those boundaries. And the biggest parts of learning a boundary is it's not about protecting somebody else. It's about protecting your peace. And we deal a lot with boundaries through emotions. I call them emotional boundaries. And what that is when you've dealt with a lot of trauma or abandonment issues because your parents were maybe divorced or you just were left a lot in your life, you have abandonment issues or people pleasing, boundaries are a big struggle. If you have codependent relationships, see, think about that. In my life, I had codependent relationship with my alcoholic mother. I had abandonment issues from my parents. The trauma that I suffered and being abused that I thought I dealt with a lot of shame and guilt. So I people please. So if you compound all that on me, do you think I had great boundaries? Do you think I even knew what boundaries? I never knew that you could set a boundary which would bring peace to yourself, that would help you to transform who you are in life. Because those emotional boundaries are what keeps us in that uncomfortable phase in life. And boundaries are very important to have because it protects, once you realize that you can love yourself, and as this week with two of my clients, that was a big thought and a big aha for them is realizing that I can't love anybody else until I love myself first. I can have selfish moments and set boundaries because if I don't set boundaries, I'm not peace and I'm not at calm with myself. I'm just coming from a reactive state and not a responding state. Because how many times have you really, someone says, hey, let's go here. And you're like, well, I don't want to. I really don't want to. And you start getting tense and you feel your shoulders and you feel your breath is getting restricted. That's because your body's saying, hold up, hold up. Let's take a moment. Let's breathe. Let's walk away and do a boundary. Let's protect yourself. Because sometimes when you always say yes, your body starts to keep that score and goes, wait a minute. When we go out with such and such and such and such is there, we always end up with a headache or we end up feeling drained or energy doesn't feel good. Because that's what a boundary does. It actually protects your energy within. It's not just about the self-love, it's about the inner energy we have. We all have energy fields within us. We're like energy fields out in the universe. We all have cells and atoms within our bodies, so we're energy. And when we don't set a healthy boundary and we just keep people pleasing and just latching on to everything and every event, we end up drained. And then when something important comes along, we end up sick. And that's why boundaries are so important. And that's why when the body signals, when you get that gut wrenching, that tight gut feeling like you're not going to be able to go to the bathroom for a couple of days, there's my little side note on that. It's because you can't say no. And your body's saying, hold up, wait a minute. We want to say no. We want to relax. We want to have our energy flowing freely within our body. We don't want to be constricted. So that's when boundaries are healthy, is when we do say no, when the body is signaling us to say no. And the problem is we don't necessarily listen to our bodies when our bodies are screaming, no. We want to push through it. I was on a conversation with someone today that said, do you really know how to relax? Yeah, I do. Do you really know how to relax? How to say no? Because if it's meant to be, if it's an event, there'll be another event that might be even better. If you feel like you've always got to go out with people when you don't want to, you're going to keep going out with them. And you're going to keep getting home with either that headache, that gut-wrenching feeling in your gut. But take a moment. We're going to pause for a moment right now. And what I want you to do is just kind of breathe within your body. If you can put your feet on the ground, even if you're driving, put your feet on the ground. Don't close your eyes, but just close your eyes and take a good deep breath in and maybe hold it for a moment, maybe 2 moments, maybe 3 moments, and then just start exhaling. And if you're feeling good within your chest, within your heart space, that's a boundary. If you're feeling tight everywhere, like you can't breathe, that means it's not a good boundary. Because I want you to ask yourself, what does a boundary feel like to you within your body? When you set a boundary, if you set a boundary, what does it feel like? I can tell you, it took me years to really get the hang of it because I also got that gut-wrenching feeling when I started setting boundaries within my body. Oh, I can't do this, but I want to do this. Oh, but I can't. Because of that inner people-pleasing, my mind took over my body. My mind was focused on my body. So my body was reacting when I wanted to set boundaries. And then I started realizing that the boundaries were protecting me. My energy, my inner force field, my gut. Oh my gosh. Not to get into too much TMI, but when you can set that healthy boundary and really protect your energy and protect yourself, your gut health. You don't have to take all those probiotics, prebiotics, all those things, because it becomes a natural for you. Because your body's in alignment. It's because our body's not in alignment that we get all out of whack. Think about too, if you set healthy boundaries, what would your work-life balance be like? That's what I do when I work with corporate wellness facilitating, is I talk a lot about work-life balance, setting healthy boundaries at work. Teaching you how to regulate your nervous system when you feel all out of whack because you've been asked to do something that you really don't want to, but unfortunately it's part of your job description, but you're feeling anxious about it. Teach people in the workforce how to regulate themselves in those moments. But when it's your boss coming to you at 5:05 and your kid is at a soccer game and you promised you would be there and you want to, and your boss says how you can say no. That's another thing. We do that a lot at work because we put value into our work and our self-worth becomes part of our work. And that's part of not having boundaries at work. A lot of people can set healthy boundaries at home when it comes to their family and their friends and their kids and their loved ones, but they can't do it at work. So you've got to learn, where is my energy? Where am I losing my energy? Where am I feeling burnt out? Because if you don't learn to set boundaries and listen to your body, that's where burnout comes from. It's from overexerting yourself. And if you're a people pleaser, if you have abandonment issues, if you had some trauma, even if you had a bad breakup in your life, sometimes we don't learn to say no, because we're afraid in our relationships. And when you can set healthy boundaries, your relationships grow and flourish in a greater level than ever imagined. Because I learned in my marriage now how to set healthy boundaries, and it just are I can tell you, this is what created a great marriage for me because I learned how to set it with all of our children. I learned how to set it with my husband and take time for myself. Because I would be that person that would go along and be like, I really don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? And I'd be miserable. I can tell you a good situation of that when my husband and I first went to Myrtle Beach together, and my husband's a golfer. I am not. I've golfed before in my life, but I'm not a big golfer. And we chose to do things that the other person wanted to do for a day. I spent a day golf. And what did I do? I left them because I drove around in a golf cart and I ended up drinking a couple of things and I was miserable. And then I ended up with a headache and I didn't feel good. And then the next day he did things that he didn't want to do and spent with me. And then we realized on vacation, we will go places and we will do what we want to do on our own time by ourselves and then come back together. And that is the best decision. We have the best time because we're not catering. We're setting what is called a boundary. You do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. Let's meet up at 4 o'clock. We'll take showers. We'll go out to eat. And we have a great time. And then some days, yeah, if it's raining, we go do something that we want to do together. But we have the best vacations together for that reason, because there's a boundary. And I learned to listen to my body, and he learned to listen to his body and not just go along with it because that's the right thing to do, because that's what we do as humans. But it is time for our only break. What am I thinking? Our only break. And you're listening to Sandy Berg, or watching Sandy Berg, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. As always, you can reach out to me at sandyberg.com, sandy@sandyberg.com, email, or sandybergcoach@gmail. I know I'm throwing a lot at you. And find me on social media, Sandy with those two E's, SandeeByrd. And I would love to have some feedback or even get on a conversation call with me. They're always free. And we can, it doesn't take 3 months sometimes when you're just trying to figure out boundaries. But let's get on a connection call and talk about the boundaries and why you feel a certain way in your body. But it's time for our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Berg, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Berg, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Berg. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I am Sandy Berg with those two E's, that BYRD, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. But if you are listening to me on iTunes, please give me 5 stars. Look for Emotional Elevator and pass this along to those of your friends or even loved ones that could have a good talk about boundaries and the body. But like I said, do a review, 5 stars on iTunes, Emotional Elevator. Well, anyway, the first part of the show, I was talking all about boundaries, and a great book to kind of introduce to this or a resource would be The Body Keeps the Score. I talk a lot about it in my shows, and it is one that definitely can tell you how our body does keep the score. And when it comes to boundaries and our body, it does keep the score. Because if you think about, as I was talking about, you know, boundaries is all about protecting your peace. I want you to think about a time, or maybe it's people, that every time they ask you out and you say yes, you get that grinding feeling in your gut. Or you automatically start getting a tension headache. Or you start feeling your shoulders start lifting up. Think about that. And then your body, before, when they even get on the phone, they don't even have to ask you out. Your body's going to start tensing up. Shoulders are going to raise. Because your body is keeping the score. It's saying, no, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute. Hello, I'm here. You know, every time we go out with them, we end up, it's not good. So, hey, let's protect our energy here. Your body already starts to react instead of respond when they call. So that's what tonight's show has been a lot about, is about how boundaries are to protect us. They're great to have for someone, a loved one, even your spouse, a loved one, a child, parents, work, friends. But as I stated when the show started, it is a struggle if you are a people pleasing. I'm in recovery of people pleasing. I had abandonment issues. I had severe trauma. And people pleasing was natural for me. So when it was a struggle for me to start setting boundaries. But it was one of the healthiest decisions I made in my life, was the boundaries. And my body thanks me for it every day. Because if I decide to do something, like I have many times had an event where if I'm not speaking at the last minute, my body's like, you know what? I really don't want to go. We've been with clients all the time, and I listen to my body now. Because nothing's worse than going to an event with many people, with now being an energy person. And then I leave there and I'm drained and my body's like going, I told you so. I told you so. And then I'm like the next day not wanting to do anything. So listen to your body when it's trying to tell you. Say no. Set that boundary. Protect your energy. But what I also wanted to get into was just doing a journaling prompt. So if you can pause for a moment, if you're driving, come back, listen to it, or, you know, you can listen at around an hour and, 23 minutes in, because I'm going to give you some prompts, that I write down and I have my clients write down. Where in my life do I feel most strained or tense after interacting with others? What emotions or situations am I currently holding in my body that doesn't belong to me? What would it look like to set a boundary that protects my peace without guilt? That question right there was a question that I journaled differently when I started journaling around boundaries. And it was, why do I feel guilty for setting a boundary? And that's the question I'm going to ask you. Where do you feel guilty when setting a boundary? And who are you protecting when setting that boundary? Those are probably better questions than getting into these long questions, but this is what I want you to do. Ask yourself, why do I feel guilty for setting a boundary? And who am I protecting when I don't set a boundary. And then just, that's when affirmations work. My body feels safe when I say no. My body feels good when I listen to it and I don't go, or I stand up for myself, or I say no. It's all about breathing into this body and asking the body. This body is a container that is amazing when we use it to its fullest capacity. But when we choose to neglect it, when we choose to beat it up without having boundaries, when we choose to take on other people's energy and trauma that is not ours to begin with. But when we sit there and go, I am protecting my body. I am making my body feel safe by setting up a boundary, not taking on Joe Schmo's energy, not taking on that extra project at work that gets me home late and I don't get my adequate amount of sleep. Because let me tell you something, this girl right here loves her sleep now. And that's what healthy boundaries do for me. Every once in a while, I don't get good sleep, but I say no if I am drained. If we listened and set up boundaries, we would not have burnout as much, because we'd be protecting it. So it's all about protecting ourselves by setting up healthy boundaries. There was also another exercise I want to give you before we end tonight on boundaries in the body, is just closing your eyes, breathing in. And the reason I'm kind of looking at my notes is because I have sometimes forget it. Is just to exhale. Inhale, and then sigh it out through your mouth and ask yourself, where do I feel good when I say yes? Do I relax my shoulders when I'm saying yes to me and no to somebody else? And then when you say yes to them and no to yourself, where do you feel the tension? But anyway, it is almost time for me to end this show. But next week, I want you to join me, because it's when you become your own non-negotiable standard. And that's what this boundary topic leads into. What are your non-negotiables for yourself? Because everyone should have non-negotiables. We have non-negotiables for other people around us, but what are non-negotiables for ourselves? So that's a good topic to come back to next week. But today has all been about boundaries and the body, and how we don't realize that our body sometimes is screaming, no, and we're saying yes. And then we end up sick sometimes when we are around the same people over and over and we don't understand why. We don't protect our energy when we're around those people that our body's saying, wait a minute, I'm starting to transform and become this great person, but yet you're bringing it back in that negative energy. So that's why boundaries are important. It's not necessarily for the other person. It's for you to protect your peace, your energy, your well-being. And when we speak about well-being, it's within the body. Because think about it. How many times have you been around somebody that you wanted to say no to, and then you don't feel well, and your gut doesn't feel well? But tonight's show has been all about The Body Keeps the Score, which is a great reference, but it's about setting those healthy boundaries to protect your energy. And to give this body what it's meant to do, a break. Nourish it through boundaries. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.